Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Bowens, formerly also known as Casanova Bowens, and I got a very special episode for you guys today. So today we're going to be discussing the statement Deion Sanders made today, and I want to kind of talk about the overall message it sent. We also have another episode scheduled to drop today, but I'm not going to go over that in this particular episode. And future me, if you will, go ahead and roll that intro. Alright, so earlier today, Deion Sanders made the statement in terms of what he looks for in players. For those that do not know, Deion Sanders is considered one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time in the NFL. He played for the Falcons, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Ravens, and I'm sure I missed a team along the way. But he is regarded as one of the greatest corners of all time. Now, previously in other episodes, I have mentioned how after football, he's essentially made a living off of, you know, us as black people. Specifically, Mississippi. And I think my issue with Deion Sanders is not from a personal level, but I don't like how he conducts business. I don't like the whole idea of nobody gave you a chance but Jackson, Mississippi. And the second you had a chance to go to the NCAA, he was at Jackson State University, which is a HBCU. And people do not look at HBCUs as equals to NCAA. People say the talent pool isn't as great, blah, 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 blah. You know, that type of thing. And as soon as he got the first deal, Colorado was first deal on the table, he was gone. Now, just to kind of dive back into what I said in the past, my issue with Deion was nobody's mad if you take a deal to Alabama. Nobody's mad if you go back to Florida State. That's where you graduated from. Nobody's mad if you go to Clemson. Nobody's mad if you go to a big school who, in any case, you literally could not turn down that money. Nobody's mad if you go to any of those schools, become a coordinator or head coach for any of those situations. Nobody's mad about that. Like, I promise you, like, that's okay. People are perfectly fine with that. What I do take issue with is the first option available, Colorado, a school who played four quarterbacks this year, meaning they had no stability. I take issue with you going there. I take issue with you saying, oh, God led me here, and then you leave the second you see a better opportunity. I take issue with saying, oh, if you want to get drafted, come here to Jackson State, blah, 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 blah. Because essentially what you did was pumped and dumped him. And I take issue with that because that is the capital of the state I am currently in. Our mayor, our governor does not even treat them with respect. The things our governor says about the capital of Mississippi, you would be shocked that he doesn't get impeached. It's insane. But I digress. He found out he couldn't get his son drafted from an HBCU, so he immediately bailed. He immediately left the situation once it got hard. He left. That it literally was that simple. And that's what's crazy to me. But this isn't about that. I did cover that in the past episode in reference to, I was talking about people who come here, take the money, and leave. I was talking about the Memphis situation with the concert, but I digress. So, these are the statements that Coach Prime has made. He says he looks for a two-parent household, 3.5 GPA, and leadership skills when recruiting quarterbacks because they have to be smart. But when recruiting a defensive end, a guy who plays on the defensive side, he prefers a kid from a single parent home, barely making it on free lunch, who are hungry to get their mom out of poverty. Now, right off the bat, this is very, 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 very stereotypical. I ain't never seen no coach say no shit like this. I'm gonna just keep it a band with y'all guys. I've never seen this said, and we have to be super honest. If a white guy said this shit, he loses his job. And it's not okay that a black guy said it. I'm just genuinely just have started to not like this man. His first introduction was, oh yeah, y'all hop in that transfer portal and blah 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 blah, because my guy's coming and blah 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 blah. You don't talk to your players like that. Understandably so, these guys had a horrible year. They won one, I think maybe two games max this season. They rotated four quarterbacks. You also don't say this is your quarterback. You don't introduce your son and be like, oh, this is your quarterback before any training camp happens, before anything happens. That's bullshit. You didn't give anybody a chance to come over and win the job. You just announced your son. Now, granted, you know, transparently, we can say if you ran through four quarterbacks this season, chances are Shadir was going to win in the camp. Like, that's just the reality of the situation. Don't get me wrong. However, it's a certain message you send. It's about the message. You don't hop up here and just immediately, yeah, bro. So anyway, you're not, this is our starter. There's no need for a tryout or nothing like that. Because let me tell you what happens if he gets hurt. If Shadir gets hurt out here, he's in the NCAA, game's going to be a little bit faster. I have to just go ahead and let people know game's a lot faster. You happen to get your shit rocked out here. He tears his ACL. He breaks his leg. He does this. He does that. Now, all of a sudden, you got to search through your bench. And, well, you told people that this was going to be the quarterback. See, no one signs up to be a backup in college. They lose out. I don't think people understand that part about it. In anything that you do where there are positions, no one comes in to be a bench player. That's not the intention. It happens if they lose out in camp, and sometimes they're content with it, sometimes they're not. But when you just off the bat say, oh yeah, so you're competing for second place, well shit, why don't I go somewhere where I have an equal opportunity? See, the problem with Deion is there's not a lot of equal opportunity. Travis Hunter came over. He didn't make this statement about him. He didn't make those statements about anybody else he's bringing from JSU. Cool, fine, whatever. But listen, bro. You need to understand the consequences of what you are saying. You're going to fuck around and put your son in a very bad position to where he gets hurt. Guess what? You got to run the kicker out there because he ain't got no backups. Now, I'm sure he's going to have people that are cool with being backups. But almost immediately after he said that, several players hopped in the transfer portal. Several. It was nothing. This is not what you want. You want a time of unity. They're saying, oh, you need to wear uniforms and this, that, and third. Just regular coach things. That's what he was saying. But I take very strong issue with the statement he made about a quarterback and the statement he made about a defensive end, because truth be told, your living arrangement does not matter once you get between them hash marks. Your ranking in high school doesn't even matter once y'all line up. None of that matters. Your upbringing does not matter. Your scenario, whether or not you got free lunch, does not matter. If I'm starting a football team, I want all of my players to be leaders. I want all of them to be hungry. I don't want no cocky ass quarterback or no cocky ass defensive end. I don't want any arrogance on my team. I want confidence. Confidence It's built from being secure within yourself. Arrogance is built from a hidden insecurity that you're hiding from everyone else. I don't need arrogance. And that's what this two-parent household 3.5 GPA and leadership skills tell me. There's going to be some arrogance. Not because they have a two-parent household, but you're, what he's essentially saying is, I want an arrogant, cocky-ass QB that knows he's good, blah, 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 blah. But I want someone from the bottom. No, I want to see if you can play. That's what you should have said as a fucking coach. This is, and what makes me so mad is literally, he went to the Pac-12. I can literally see you getting your ass whooped every week. I can literally see the Colorado Buffaloes getting their ass whooped every week. And it just makes me go, okay, we're going to really see if you can fucking coach. That we're going to actually see if you can coach, bro. Because you talking that talk, you talking that good shit. But I'm looking at your schedule. And he's not in the Pac-12. I think he's in the ACC. I could be correct. I mean, I could be incorrect. I'm looking at your schedule and I see 8-9 losses, big dog. Got to keep the band with you. You're not going to be in the playoffs. You might make a bowl game. I got you 6-7 games won just off the strength of the people you brought in Jackson State, but you're going to lose a lot of games. And I think I get mad because the level of arrogance that this man shows, it's like, bro, do you not understand that before Jackson State, nobody was offering you a job? You do understand that, right? Nobody wanted you. You got the job at a low-tier school that no one's checking in for. You brought in your recruits. Of course, you'll have people flipping recruits now because your name is Deion Sanders. But I need you to fully understand that it's not going to be sweet up here, big dog. It's not. You ain't making no playoffs. You can kiss that shit goodbye. Your son might get drafted in the second round. Could potentially go first round. I like his chances versus these classes. But what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all, the more Deion Sanders does these interviews, the more he sets himself up to get clowned. Please do not get blown out this season. Because I promise you, I'm going to speak from my perspective. I'm going to do a podcast episode if you get blown out in any of these games. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to eat your ass alive. I ain't going to lie. Pause. I'm going to eat you alive. Please, 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 please do not get blown out at any point in this season. If you lose by more than 14 in any of these games, I'm on your ass. Because you talking this good shit. You really talking this good shit like this team that you just inherited didn't win two fucking games. Like, you talking mad shit, bro. And it's, I can't lie, it ain't looking too good for the home team. I want them to succeed, but the way this shit talking going, bro, you just finna be another Texas A&M. High ass recruiting class, minimal results. That's genuinely what it looks like to me. I don't look at this team and go, ooh, scary, shiver me timbers. I'm shaking in my boots. Like, no, I don't. I see ass whoopings galore. You're gonna really find out that you're not that guy, pal. You're gonna find that out fast. We're going to find out if, you know, you're really that guy or you was just talking. You was just chatting, as my homeboys like to say. We're going to see, because truth be told, I don't believe in the program. I can't buy into the Deion Sanders hype. I can't do it. I think he did his thing at Jackson State. I think he did them dirty upon leaving. And I know there were other things going on. There's a bit of corruption there. I don't think he's 100% innocent, however. But I think making this jump from here to here, I think they have a decent first year. I think they win maybe 6-7 games. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they'll make a bowl game. I think after Shadir graduates, they're going to plummet. I don't see Deion Sanders making it through his full 4-year contract with these guys. I don't see it. I think he makes it 2 years. I think that third year might be kind of... I think that third year is going to end up being his worst season there. And I think he gets bought out on the fourth year. I think he goes on to become a coordinator. And he gets fucking humbled. Watching Deion Sanders games, it's not like the playbook is just exquisite. It ain't like it's anything we've seen before. He doesn't do anything spectacular. He's an okay game manager. You know, he's not... He ain't going to throw a game. He's an okay play caller. Okay defensive play caller as well. But I just can't buy into the Deion Sanders hype. I might be considered a hater for that. But I can't. I just can't. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Be sure to follow me on all of my socials. I will be streaming Twitch on Tuesdays at 6:30 to 8:30 Central Time. My Twitch name would be Casanova Bowens. That's C-A-S-A-N-O-V-A Bowens, B-O-W-E-N-S. I also stream on Thursdays at the same time, 6:30 to 8:30 Central Time. I hope to see you guys there. Y'all have a wonderful night.